Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television license fee. Check ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on climate change and climate action. And as you're aware, Ireland's new deposit return scheme launched on February the 1st. We'll be joined shortly by Niamh Kelly from Return to talk about its impact. First, we sent Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out what consumers really think about the scheme.
We were just actually talking about this because we were just saying actually it is quite tricky in a sense, so because you're kind of not going to just do it ad hoc, you nearly have to have a collection of bottles. There have been issues, it seems, in with a lot of the schemes in terms of the machines not being able to take bottles.
I'm pro recycling. The deposit scheme is probably a good scheme.
Yeah, I think it's tokenistic, and I don't think it's going to make a big impact. Ultimately, what we have to do is get away from plastic altogether. So, I mean, if for me personally, the increase in price on plastic bottles isn't going to deter me from buying them. I don't buy a lot of plastic bottles anyway.
I think the scheme is great. Yeah, I mean, my housemates have used it and don't really notice the price increase, and it's nice to get a little bit of cash when you're throwing the bottles in when you're doing your shopping.
Well, you may have seen in the news today that the deposit return scheme has hit a milestone with over 20 million drink containers collected since its inception. We're joined now by Niamh Kelly from Return. And Niamh, even though there have been some teething issues, you must be very pleased with the public's increased participation and support for the scheme.
Yeah, I would have to say we're very happy with the level of support to date. Thank you to everybody who's been bringing back their empty plastic bottles and cans. Ultimately, this is about making sure we achieve our EU recycling targets and we value our resources by recycling and reusing them as much as possible. But yeah, if we look at other European schemes, what we're seeing is that in the first 2 months, I know with Romania, they had 2.24 million in the second month. So we've had 5.6 million in the first 10 days. So it's excellent support and we're really, really delighted with it.
So can we just clarify this first, Niamh? So you have to bring, or do you have to bring the can back to wherever it was that you bought it in the first place?
No, not at all. And actually, that's a very good question because you can buy it anywhere and you can return it to any participating store nationwide. So it has to be a store that's participating in the scheme. So if you're a smaller retailer with a shop under 250 square meters, you have the option to apply for a take-back exemption. So although they sell the plastic bottles and cans, they don't have to take them back. Now, you don't have to take that option. If you do want to take back as a retailer the empty bottles and cans, you can. But there are two options there, a reverse vending machine, which is the automatic version, or you can take them back manually over the counter and Return provide bags and tags in that situation. So just to be clear, everybody who sells these bottles and cans must register with the scheme. But as I said, a retailer that's under 250 square meters can apply for a take-back exemption. The one thing that I would say to your listeners to remember is that when you do put it into a reverse vending machine, the voucher that you get from that reverse vending machine must be used in that specific shop. So you can get your money back or you can use it against store purchase, but that voucher is specific to that store.
And is there a time limit on that? I mean, can you actually take all your vouchers and keep them in a little box and then in 6 months' time bring them all back and get yourself a little lump sum?
Absolutely, you can do that. I think what we've said is kind of 5 years would be a voucher. But what I would say is some of those, the ink tends to fade a little bit. So as you said, if you store them carefully, great. But I'm always afraid that I'd lose vouchers like that. So for me, I would probably go to the till straight away.
Now, what about some of the issues, for instance, and I've had this happen to myself, where you bring a can back and the machine doesn't actually recognize it. What do you do?
Yeah, okay. And that has happened on a few occasions. It can be, first of all, you can check it on our barcode checker to make sure that it is one of the plastic bottles and cans that's included in the scheme. It could be something as small as that there may be some bit of dirt inside in the machine or that the bin is full. But what I would say to your listeners is please talk to the retailer first and foremost, because they don't want the machine to have any downtime. They want to know if it's not working properly.
What about the issue that I've read of where some customers have actually been charged deposits that they shouldn't have been because these products, as of yet, are not part of the scheme?
Yeah, what I would say for any consumer, if you have a query like that, check on the barcode checker. If you have been charged a deposit and the retailer is not, for whatever reason, giving you back a deposit, please come and talk to us. We will investigate it further. If it's not included in the scheme, you shouldn't be charged a deposit.
Can I ask another question? Say, for instance, Niamh, elderly customers who perhaps, you know, don't get to the shops that often, or who indeed use online shopping, and therefore this would very much pose a challenge to them. And let's face it, you know, a lot of elderly people on pensions are watching their pennies in the first place. So is there something in place that is going to take care of them?
Yeah, and it is a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. There's no one solution for this, unfortunately. But what we are doing is we're talking to a number of community organisations to see what way we can help. We have had a few people come to us direct that may not be able to access the deposit return machines and maybe not able to get out of the house. Please come to us direct, because we will actually set up something for you and we'll look to see what within the community we can use. But yeah, of course, we want this to be convenient. We don't want anybody inconvenienced or not able to bring back the bottles and cans. So we will work with any consumer in that way.
All right. Niamh Kelly, Head of Marketing and Communications at Return. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week.
Thank you.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. If you've missed any of our previous episodes on climate change, climate action, you can find them and listen back right now on our website. And indeed, if you would like to find out more information about the Hours to Protect initiative, it's on our website too, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening. And I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.